think it's during the college time in bachelor years. I watched a lot of TV series. Yeah, and that's the most memorable experience because besides the language itself, I also learned something about their how to say customers or how they address people, how they or their lifestyle, something like that. So that would be the most memorable thing. And for the second question, most memorable English reading experience. I won't say it is the most memorable ones are the books, but actually I think most memorable ones are all the practices I did, exercise I did in the high school. Yeah, a lot of reading. And I don't remember any of them.
But when you were watching drama in English, do you feel satisfied when you learn something new there?
Yeah, of course. If I don't know the language, for example Japanese, then I won't watch Japanese drama because I really don't understand what they're talking, and I cannot pay my full trust to transcription subtitles. So I always watch something in a language I know, and that's good because I always learn something.
I see. So I want to know, even though you don't quite remember what you read in high school, and that's okay. But I just want to know, like, what is your feeling? Like, what is your perception on reading overall?
Reading perception. For me, reading English is not like reading Chinese when I was young. Because reading Chinese, I want to know every character, know the meaning, and I want to make sure that not only can I read it, but I also write it. English is a different story. Like, I only have to scan and get a general idea of the passage and to make the right choice in the exercises, and not that, how to say it. I didn't spend much time in any article and trying to recite them or something. It's just like notes of, and I think the more you read, the better you get idea of how to speak English.
I see, yeah, that's a good point. And do you think nowadays, technology has advanced a lot? Do you think online dictionary will help you a lot in turning reading into a more convenient experience?
Yeah, during my bachelor years, my teachers always told me that it's not good to use electronic dictionary because they're not, obviously they're not reliable.
Official.
Yeah, but turns out that most of my classmates are using them, and now I'm mostly using it during my graduate years, and I think it's really good to make me read faster and read more, and that's very important.